it's hugely disruptive to the family of the crew and friends and themselves, of course. Unlike other voluntary organisations where you can plan meetings and you can work on your diary what you're going to do, with the lifeboat, the only thing you can plan are the exercises. But thereafter, of course, when that pager goes off, it goes off at always at the wrong time. It never ever happens when you're sitting at home thinking, I'm bored and I've got nothing better to do. But it's always at the wrong time, whether you're having a shower or having your meal or anything like that. So, yes, it's a big commitment to be a volunteer with the RNLI, but the feedback, the payback, the satisfaction is just fabulous. It's really good. You know, lifeboat volunteers are really humble people. If you ever see somebody praising a lifeboat crew, the lifeboat crew kind of do a little dance. They're really uncomfortable with praise. They just kind of want to get away from that. They don't look for plaudits. So to actually have this raised in our parliament by our representatives is a big, big thank you. It's a generous expression of their thanks to what these volunteers do. And it acknowledges the outstanding service provided by the men and women who have stepped forward to volunteer and risk their lives over the last 50 years. And as somebody said to me recently, lifeboat crews are just ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And I think that sums it up really well.